No films were harmed in the making of this animal.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Oh, dude, I love this song, man. AI generated.
The AI created this.
With the Nick is cooking.
What would your finisher wrestling move be if you had one?
Well, do you like? I actually have one.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I was not prepared.
You see my Mankind tattoo right there.
Oh
my,
shit!
My Macho Man Randy Savage.
I love it.
I have.
How did I just miss?
Dude, I have this tattoo.
Oh, so
on
we
my
got the
leg.
Good guy, good
it
person
says,
for the Rock episode.
I'm
oh
just
fuck
a sexy
yeah, dude!
Boy on my leg in what? Honor of Shawn Michaels.
I thought so.
Shoot, I know Michael. I'm sexy.
So hang on. So I just happened to like pick the thing that you have multiple tattoos of.
Oh yeah, I am a diehard wrestling fan. Okay. I can take a back bump if you need me to.
I need you to.
Well, you can put me through this table.
I want to put you through that table.
Can you?
But I also want you to put him through that table. And I need to know what your finishing move is.
He will
is
crumple.
There's no doubt about that.
It doesn't have a name. So it's a power bomb into a backbreaker double knee.
Check.
So a power bottom is what it's called.
Thank you.
Why would I crumple?
I needed that.
Why'd you look at me and go, oh, I would crumble?
You're frail.
I'm not frail. You think I'm frail?
I think you have hollow bones.
What are you talking about, dude? I'm fucking solid as shit.
How many times you broke your arm in your life?
One.
That's too many.
For wrestling,
I think that's fine.
Too many.
One? You've never broken your arm?
Not once.
You've broken a leg?
Not once.
You've broken a heart?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to AI Spoilers, where the spoilers are fake and the only intelligence is artificial. If you are new to the show, what we do here is task AI programs to predict the plots of upcoming films, the results of which are always surprising. Then we tease the predictions to their hilarious ends. My name is Derek Vandermillen.
And I'm Adam Waite.
And today, we have two very fine gentlemen joining us, Mr. Adam Sloves and Mr. Nick Caradoyannis.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
This is great. I liked how you said if there's any new listeners out there. Like, this is the second episode?
Yeah, so they're all new.
So everyone's a new.
Parents.
We have probably two returning people.
Let's give them a shout out right now.
Shout out to you for coming back. Entering the ring, we have Nick Caradoyannis at 6'9", 420 pounds from Parts Unknown. What's your catchphrase?
I'm gonna lick ya.
And on this corner, we have Adam Sloves. No height, no weight, no country of origin.
I'm just having a good time.
That's great.
My catchphrase is,
here for it.
How's it going?
Just enter the ring. Hey guys, how's it going? I have actual bios for both of you. Mr. Nick, you are a stand-up comic who runs the Boom Mic stand-up show every Monday at Boomtown Brewery and the third Sunday of the month at the Wayfair Hotel, both in lovely downtown LA.
Yeah, man. Killer comedy shows, totally free. Show up, we'll get you some good drinks and at the very least a mediocre comedy.
Setting the bar low.
Yeah, very low.
Hey, I've been on one of those shows.
And you
were mediocre.
We're better than the bar that we set low.
All right.
Adam, you are a comedian, filmmaker, and editor. Your work has been featured on Vice, Revolt TV. He wanted me to make sure everyone knew that is Diddy's network.
He's Diddy again.
And various websites. You've also produced and host the hit backyard show Sellout Comedy that has its next show on October 22nd in LA in Echo Park.
That's true. Is this going to be out in time?
It is absolutely.
Yeah, hell yeah. Everyone come to that show. It is awesome. It's the most fun you'll ever have ever had.
We're here for a reason, Adam.
Yeah. So
actually, can we establish we have two Adams on the show for Black Adam?
Yeah.
So what title would you like to be given? Black Adam, Blacker Adam, Blackest Adam, White Adam, Whitest Adam.
Oh, jeez. There's no color in between there?
Nope.
That can be happening?
No gray Adam.
Gentile right. Adam.
How Jewish about he's typical. Gentile Adam and I'm normal Adam?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Why do you have to be normal? Yeah. Why can't you be extraordinary?
I'm good Adam.
My plan was to say you're Adam.
Yes.
And he's white Adam.
That works.
Not whitest?
Nope.
Okay.
Just white Adam.
He's up.
Yeah. You know? My pronouns are fluid, so. All right. We're starting off with a little bit of a horoscope for Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Wait, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in what film, Adam?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Black Adam.
We're talking about Black Adam.
Yeah, we're doing spoiling Black Adam today. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you might have heard of him. He is the star of that. So we thought we would see what kind of horoscope he has as a Taurus.
October. AI horoscope for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Taurus. Career changes in the stars for you finally. All it takes is one step in the right direction to gain freedom from your stagnant career.
His career is stagnant.
Fight the urge to be shy. However, what must be practiced is humility. Don't give up your own core beliefs for the sake of a participation award. This can be a particularly challenging month, Taurus, as you'll encounter unexpected expenses due to corrupt infrastructure. But it won't be all bad news, because the love goddess Venus is coming into your solar second house of possessions, and this gentle planet will help you expand your financial material by investing in real estate. If you already own property, look for ways to rent it out and use the proceeds to invest in an at-home side hustle.
So a little sound advice there. From
it got really like Republican at the end there. The last 30 seconds of that, when they were like corrupt infrastructure. I'm pretty sure they said, "Let's go Brandon in the middle of that somewhere, and then invest in real estate."
Find
what
your way into a new tax bracket.
That was nuts.
At the end there, it suggested that he do an at-home side hustle.
But it also says that he has a second house of just possessions.
Wait, do they mean a storage unit?
What's his at-home side hustle?
Yeah.
He's a home chef.
A chef?
Yeah. Yeah, can't you just see The Rock in front of like an omelet bar at a buffet?
I can see him in front of. The question is, do you see him behind it?
I see him in the chef's hat, in the white coat, just... No sleeves.
Just popping out of the apron.
The best fucking omelet you've ever had in your goddamn life.
Is that, like, yeah. You know how many eggs The Rock has eaten in his life?
Oh.
He can do the one hand.
A small menagerie.
He can!
Yeah, so what's another side hustle?
Oh.
What do you got? Yeah, what do you got? What are you bringing to the table?
I just like when Nick says something, I go, ha, huh, yeah. And I'm like, I'm part of his joke. You know, I'm helping.
That's great. Nice. So you're your own Kevin Hart in this scenario to his Rock.
Mm. Is he big in China?
Yeah, he's big in the whole continent.
The whole continent?
Of China?
Of Asia?
Oh, that's what I meant, yeah.
Of Australia?
Any continent like you put this man on.
All continents.
Like, people in Europe, do they care about The Rock?
Of course they care about The Rock. The Rock sells out every arena he goes to. He is the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
You sound offended.
What arenas
keep winding him up. Keep winding him up.
He'll go to Wembley. He'll sell that bitch out.
For what? Wrestle? Does he still wrestle?
He is going to headline WrestleMania at SoFi Stadium April 8th and 9th of 2023.
Well, are tickets still available? Where can we get these tickets?
You can get these tickets. Two-day packages available at Ticketmaster.com starting at $25.
So we have a sponsor, an AI sponsor here.
It's bedtime and something is missing. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I do know you'll be sleeping alone. But when life hands you lemons, make a jazz album. Introducing Bloopley, it's got a hole in it and you fit in it. Let's be honest, we're all a little weird. Get yourself a Bloopley and embrace the way you are.
I've got a Bloopley, and sometimes I just talk to it.
I'm not ready for an intimate relationship, but I love my Bloopley.
It's so good it makes me sneeze.
You'll be so sleepy after a long day, you wouldn't even care if we asked you to buy a second Bloopley for your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. Can you feel the wind? Bloopley, because wind turbines can't blow themselves. Now available on the space station.
What? I don't...
That's our thanks to Bloopley for sponsoring this episode of AI Spoilers.
Is Bloopley a bed?
It's got a hole in it. It's got a hole in it.
Some sort of hole you fuck.
One? You can talk to it.
It sounds like a wind turbine you fuck, which sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, we just know it has a hole in it, and...
And we thank them for their support.
And it makes you sneeze.
You should get it for your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Use promo code
It just immediately assumes cucking.
There you go, Bloopley.
Get your Bloopley today.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to read out the premise. This is what we put into the AI. So it had a seed information, and then it gave us some plot points. The premise is, after nearly 5,000 years of imprisonment, Black Adam, an antihero from the ancient city of Kandak, is unleashed into modern times. His brute tactics and way of justice attract the attention of the Justice Society of America, who tries to stop his rampage. Teach him how to be a hero more than a villain, and must team up to stop a force more powerful than Adam himself. But first, let's do this.
Feels good.
All right, so starting out at the beginning of the Black Adam movie, Black Adam, son of Adam and Eve, so crossover to the Bible already.
Oh, wow.
Was cast out of the Garden of Eden. The Atlanteans say that Black Adam, of course portrayed by The Rock, was once was once one of the 15,000 that passed through the Bifrost to Earth. So another crossover already.
Wait, we're going to Thor now.
So this is all Marvel, the lore. DC crossover.
Apparently. And the Bible and...
Well, we've already known Jesus to be in the DC universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Really?
I don't really know much about Jesus or DC comics or
That's
comics.
That's why I'm here. I'll be here for DC.
DC stands for Damn Christ.
So he's not the reincarnation of King Tut. He is actually the reincarnation of another Egyptian pharaoh. He was punished by being killed and trapped in a sarcophagus, his body cast into the Nile and carried to its burial place.
Oh, wow.
So another crossover with mythologies here.
He's killed and then he's trapped.
Well, and then they throw the body before they carry it to the burial place.
Yeah, yeah, they hadn't worked out the workflow yet.
Yeah. His remains eat away at the walls of Egyptian tombs.
What? he's basically a xenomorph, just like acid on these walls.
How Black Adam was released from his tomb is unclear.
No, it's not. It was his insides.
It's unclear, but it involves Wonder Woman.
I like how it's like, it's just trying to titillate it. It's like, it's unclear, but Wonder Woman showed up.
Now they're forcing a crossover, yeah. Man. It's like what She-Hulk's
doing.
Well,
she actually lives in, she's DC, so it's tracking this far. It's good.
All right, so Black Adam is revealed to be the fastest man alive.
Wait a minute. Listen, AI, you have access to all the knowledge of DC, you're referencing Wonder Woman, and you're like, he's the fastest man alive. Like, Flash just doesn't exist already in that world. Go on.
Yet imprisoned for so long while on a diet, his metabolism is much higher.
The Rock needs to have 6,000 calories a day. He's not on a diet. If anything, he is constantly carbo-loading.
He's on a high-calorie diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shazam, played by Dwayne Johnson...
Thank you.
No, Shazam. So the Black
Black Adam
was played by The Rock, and Shazam is now played by Dwayne Johnson.
Is this Army Hammer in The Social Network? He is playing both roles.
Yeah.
The Rock as Billy Batson, Shazam. Just a little kid turned into Shazam. I mean, I still see it.
I can see him as, like, Shazammed up Shazam.
Yeah.
But I'd also kind of want to see, like, Dwayne Johnson standing on his knees pretending to be high school Billy Batson, like in a foster home, just be like, Mom, why'd you give me up?
All right, so Shazam, portrayed by Dwayne Johnson, appears in an attempt to help Adam learn how to be a hero. He teaches Black Adam how to read and write.
It is important to survive in this world, so that's very thoughtful.
Adam destroys half of New York City.
Black Adam, hooked on phonics.
Again, this is more like libertarian right-wing stuff being into the AI. It's like, if you learn to read and write, you educate yourself, you're going to destroy everything. Just don't learn.
We need to pump the AI with some socialism just to balance it out.
Sure.
You know?
So just put in, like, Bernie catchphrases.
Just
sneak it into the premise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get some more Bernie in there.
Black Adam looks into Shazam's mind, which he finds dirty and riddled with secrets. Angered at Shazam's secrets, he destroys Shazam's memory of being a hero and creates a super soldier to serve in his army.
Yeah, that's a great movie right there.
This is like superhero bingo. We are really getting all of the superhero tropes. Now we're super soldier. Now we're getting Captain America in here.
Mind erasing.
What are the dirty riddled secrets?
No.
Black Adam looks into Shazam's mind. So what are the dirty riddled secrets?
So these are the secrets of a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah. So it really, we don't need to explain.
It's just a lot of stiff sheets. What secrets did y'all have when you were 15? Like, put some of you into this movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is he 15?
Because Billy Batson was 15 when he met the wizard known as Shazam, who turned him into Shazam.
So he's perpetually a 15-year-old boy.
This is all news to me. This is good to know.
Great.
It's a good movie.
Great show prep you did here, huh?
You guys told me. I said I don't know you guys. I don't know what this show is. I'm glad to do it, and I'm not going to watch the movie. I don't know anything about it.
And now he's putting you on point. But I'll divulge your.
But I'll come here
secrets.
With a good attitude.
Can do attitude.
And I'm trying my best.
You're doing great.
You're doing phenomenal.
Well, now you know something you didn't know. He's a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, Shazam's 15 years old, and Black Adam is also The Rock, is what I'm gathering.
There you go.
In this scenario, yes.
And
He's just going to leave with no real knowledge of DC Comics after this. There will be
a lot of fake news about DC Comics.
Yeah. So Black Adam actually was like one of the earlier heroes in DC. And so he was a hero. Then he went bad and they kept him bad. That's an actual DC fact.
So he's like Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, basically.
He's
Black
like
Adam,
The Rock.
Black Adam, he is like The Rock.
Face turn, heel turn.
Yeah.
Good guy, bad guy, who knows?
How did he end his career?
Well,
as a heel?
First of all,
he's not gone. He could come back at any point.
Every wrestler in the world that has ever wrestled is always backstage. That's the way I look at it. Everything's a surprise to me.
Yeah.
Tonight is Saturday. It is Sunday. It's Sunday.
Sunday.
Tomorrow night, when Monday night Raw.
Yeah.
The Rock, even if he is not in Alberta, Canada, where Raw is, he's there in my mind.
He could come out at any time.
Exactly. Bret Hart's there.
I see. Owen so Hart's no one's there. Career is ever done.
No, it's never over. It's never over.
This is really inspiring. Like,
I love
the education. I'm really into watching you talk so passionately about. It's like
you
me
see
feel
my
like
face light up.
You don't want to watch. You don't want to watch wrestling. You just want to watch him talk about it.
I don't know. There's so much pessimism in the world today, and everyone's all like, "I don't like the Supreme Court or whatever." And then you're over here just like filled with joy for something so pure and beautiful. It makes me feel like maybe there's hope for us all in this crazy kind of fucked up world we live in.
He loves you.
Yeah. Only when it is overseen by Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
McMahons are bad guys.
You've put some respect on his name with the Kennedy there.
That being said, The Rock did end his career as a good guy.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. So
we come full circle.
Adam captures not just Shazam, but most of the heroes in the world for their impurities.
Okay.
And is about to turn them into more storage space for his lair.
Wait,
this goes back to what his side
horoscope
is.
Yeah.
The horoscope's telling him not to do this. It's telling him to do the opposite.
So to bring it back to the horoscope, he's looking for storage space, which, by the way, is the heroes?
It sounds like he's turning their bodies
into
storage space.
And is about to turn them into more storage space
in his
lair. And
then he has to rent it out.
Right. Storage space in his lair. What really is he going to put in his lair? This Black Adam.
More secrets.
More secrets.
Yeah, and secrets are just the bodies of other heroes. Heroes could be anything that he sees on the street and go, that's a hero. and he just kidnaps people.
Wipes their mind.
Wipes their mind, takes them, and turns them into storage space for his lair. For his lair.
Yeah.
And it's not digital storage space. It's actual storage space. Or
I have a headache now.
So what he's doing is... Keep up. He's going around and he's a psychopath and he's just claiming everyone's a hero because in his mind the heroes have to be cleansed of this world because the heroes aren't
impurities.
Really heroes because who are the arbiters of truth in this society? What is a hero really?
See,
I feel like I'm catching on to this.
Yeah.
Movie.
Do you hear what's underneath? He needs super soldiers. He needs to cleanse people of impurities. Black Adam is
okay. Makes a lot of sense.
Here we go.
What spoiler?
As his revolution grows closer, Black Adam's true plan is revealed. Rather than saving mankind, his master plans called for a jihad against the Jewish people.
Are you joking? What is going on with this AI?
Oof, cringe. So we are right in that it is heavily right wing. Well, yeah. It's basis.
I mean, Black Adam seems like he is a
parlor user.
Yeah, a truth social user.
So his master plan calls for a jihad against the Jewish people.
Yeah, he's a QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Like, I hate to be that guy, but like that's kind of hack. I mean,
like, it's been done.
It's been like, it's been on everyone's mind.
Not this reboot again.
They're making all these movies. It's enough with them.
I feel so sweaty.
Nick hates this bit so much.
I don't hate this bit. I love this bit. I have to watch what I say during this bit.
I can say whatever I want.
Because Black Adam's actions in the course of this film, many of the Earth's superheroes perish, some including the Justice Society of America, who elects suicide.
Oh my God, what is going on?
So this is referring that many of the Earth's superheroes
are Jews. Yes, yes, sir. I know, that's what I'm saying. So he killed Apatow and Sandler and all the heroes.
Wait a minute. I need both of you to do this for me. If we had a Justice Society, let's say, do you know Justice League?
I know Justice League more.
Okay. So if we did Justice League, who would be the Jewish Justice League? I don't think so. Like,
are you asking Nick and I just to pick our favorite Jews?
I'm trying to think about the most Jack Jew I know.
No, yeah, so.
You pick one first.
Are we drafting now?
Apparently we are.
And you lead the draft, apparently.
Dude, they're like...
Here we are in the first ever Jewish...
Everything that's coming into my head, I'm like...
Fantasy draft.
You can't put this one up, but I'm like, which Jews can swim? Like, I don't know.
Surely...
All of them.
What are you talking about?
Or like, Jews with invisible planes. Like,
That's just all of us. What are you talking about?
Actually, that one could just be Gal Gadot, right?
Yeah, actually, Wonder Woman. She has an invisible
plane.
She
just plays herself. Yeah. Okay, so Wonder Woman
IDF
stays
technology.
At
it's very
Gal Gadot.
Batman.
Yes. Who's a mysterious Jewish?
Who has a utility belt?
Let's see. Who's a mysterious Jewish billionaire that we can think of?
George
Soros.
One
of the Rothschilds. They're all Batman. George Soros is a Batman. The Flash of Jewish comedians.
Yes.
Who's the fastest Jewish comedian?
Who speaks the fastest?
Alive or dead?
We don't mean to put you on the spot.
This is a crazy question.
If you could just
who is the fastest Jewish comedian alive or dead? Come on, just why
take it so long?
Yeah, just know think this. Of it. Everyone knows. On the count of three, all say the fastest Jewish comedian.
First thing that jumps in your mind:
alive or dead? I can't think of one Jewish comedian right now.
Lenny Bruce?
Okay, Lenny
Andrew
Bruce.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay is my pick.
Okay.
For The Flash.
All right.
Of Jewish comedy.
Does Apatow show up in the Justice League?
Apatow is like the Martian Manhunter.
Yes. Yeah. I love this.
I can see him doing green face.
Can we think of an Aquaman? A Jewish Aquaman.
Yes, his name is Mark Spitz, and he won seven gold medals in the Olympics for swimming before that filthy weed smoker
Phelps
came and stole his records.
After that tangent. So members of the Justice Society of America have just elected suicide.
Good Lord.
Black Adam joins the Justice Society. And they changed their name to Truth, Justice, and the American Way.
Wait. What does he join? Everyone is dead.
Well, yeah, he's replenishing their ranks.
I like the idea that he just has stuffed animal proxies sitting in their seats and name tags that say Truth, Justice, and American Way.
Yeah. He just changed the name to a right-wing subreddit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oof, don't give them that much. They can't ruin the word truth going forward.
After this podcast, the... Right wingers are definitely going to see Black Adam as a hero now.
I don't feel good right now. I don't feel good like learning that the AI is like. I made the joke about us needing to get some more Bernie in there to balance out. We need to do something because this thing is prejudiced as fuck.
Yeah, the AI is trying to turn Black Adam into Pepe the Frog.
They defeat the conglomerate leader, who turns out to be Shazam's old nemesis, Dr. Thaddeus Bodog Savannah. Either by absorbing every atom from his body or simply killing him. One or the other. He passes on his powers to become Black Shazam.
Black Shazam?
So the AI is saying, in this movie, he does this or he does this. I don't fucking know.
It's getting drunker as the night goes on. It's like, so he either absorbs every atom Or I don't, maybe he just kills him. I don't know. He's Black Shazam.
In the closing scenes, Dr. Fate, Adam Smasher, Hawkman, and Adriana Tomaz are at a conference.
I thought they were at a conference. They suicided.
Who is Adriana Tomaz?
Yeah.
What kind of conference are they at?
The plot holes in this already, because Dr. Fate and Adam Smasher, Hawkman, those are members of the Justice Society.
Yeah, they suicided.
Who suicided?
All right, so at the end of the film, while meditating on his total domination, Adam is struck with a premonition of disaster, which he dismisses as false. His bloodlust causes him to believe that the coming devastation is just a pleasant dream.
What?
He falls asleep with a thank you. He falls asleep with a thank you and a good night to the Justice League.
So he has a That's So Raven moment at the end where he sees the future, is shocked by it, then he's like, I don't think that's really going to happen, but if I learn anything from That's So Raven is no matter what you do, it's going to happen.
Your fate is still the same.
Your fate is sealed.
I do love the idea of the, which I'm not even sure if they're alive, dead, or specters or what, but the entire Justice League around Dwayne The Rock Johnson's bed with a little like old-timey nightcap on, sheets pulled up, and they're just like, night, thank you.
Thanks,
and then,
Spider-Man.
And then just close the movie. The back and the forth and the not committing to anything that it previously said.
This one was a little off the rails for sure.
The hate speech, the renouncing the hate speech. Adam, that was a roller coaster. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So this is for you comedians out there. Some AI stand-up.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the AI Comedy Corner.
There's a video of me where I ordered coffee and the guy tells me it's decaf. And I say, thank God. I thought you just said grass-fed cow. Boom, boom, bubbles.
Boom, boom, bubbles.
That is gold. Like, for real? Can I have that for my set?
Absolutely. You should see some of the ones that are coming up for next week's.
Keep listening. Keep your eyes and ears.
I
want
to see the whole hour.
Yeah.
No, we're going to mix
it
together.
You're crying, Adam.
I'm crying. That is better than most comedy. I see a lot of comedy in the city. That is better than 95% of what I see.
Classic.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's your gift.
I love that so much.
I'm going to listen to this podcast just for that.
Yeah.
Tune in every week.
God, that was great.
Okay, so AI Agent is a segment that we do where we put a celebrity's career moves into the AI, and we ask it to predict future moves. So we did The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And the first career move that he's going to do is take on the moniker of The Rock of the City Hall and become a spokesperson for an online city hall.
I mean, he is on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean,
he is that.
He speaks for us all.
He's the first e-mayor. Is that what that
is?
Yeah,
exactly. Second career move is produce a documentary about a controversial topic such as euthanasia.
Oh, I want this. He could think that he's making a documentary about the youth in Asia, but just...
So he's that is good.
So he's dumb again?
Yeah. Dumb as a rock, my guy.
Hey.
He's going to become a weapons inspector for the UN.
No, he's the weapon. He's the weapon.
Start a reusable rocket company.
Wait a minute.
So he's another
billionaire. That sounds familiar. That's a little musky. I've smelled that before.
Yeah, first he has to become a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Then he has to be from South Africa.
He's on his way.
Yeah. I mean, if any actor is.
Like, I think The Rock might speak Afrikaans. Then that's the language.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for clarifying what Afrikaans is.
Y'all were looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Nope. We're looking at you like, please speak some Afrikaans right now.
Does Elon speak Afrikaans?
I'd hope so.
His next career move is to break dance in a thong.
Please.
That I can see.
Yep. Star in a biopic of a popular cartoon character.
Of the
he's
popular.
Already done it.
No, this is the popular cartoon Who's character. His- So I have to assume he's Bart Simpson,
biopic.
Obviously.
Mm. Bart Simpson.
Well, he is the popular comic cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be
Wouldn't Mickey
The Rock.
Mouse be
No,
the...
shut up. It's going to be The Rock. It's going to be The Rock going, eat my shorts, and it's going to be amazing.
I can see it. I can see the resemblance.
If we can have some white guy playing Mario, then we can certainly have The Rock. Mario.
Can you say that one more time?
We could have some white guy playing Mario.
Mario.
We could definitely have The Rock playing Bart Simpson.
All right, that's what we have today for AI spoilers, Black Adam, The Rock.
My soul feels cleansed after that one.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for Nick and Adam for coming in.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Do you guys have anything to plug? Social media? We did the show. Say the show again.
Sellout Comedy. Follow us at sellout_comedy on Instagram. We got a show on October 22nd. It's an awesome show. We have short films and sketches and all the like multimedia crap going on and free beer. It's an awesome show.
Where is it?
It's an Echo Park. It's at my house where I live.
There's that part.
But
Steal his stuff.
It's a great time. And I'm not just saying that because I believe it. I also know it.
How should people stalk you?
You can follow the shows that I run at Boom Mike Comedy, or you can follow me personally at Sad Greek Comedy. Mm. Our next big show at the Wayfarer Hotel, downtown Los Angeles, October 30th, we're doing a big Halloween show.
Nice.
It's going to be a killer time. Free show. The drinks are not free, though.
Okay.
Drinks, they're not free. The show, totally free.
My show is the opposite. So it's you got to really pick what's more important to you as
We should put them together.
You pay to get in and the drinks are free?
Basically, you're a wedding with a cash bar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're a cash wedding with an open bar.
Yeah. And everyone else listening at home, we are going to be doing Enola Holmes 2 for our next episode. So stay tuned for that one.
If you have any ideas for the show or art you would like to share with us or just tell us we suck, you can email
us.
You can email us at aispoilersshow@gmail.com. You guys want to hear one more thing on the outro?
Please.
We got some bloopers from the Bloopley ad.
Oh, God. I'm so ready.
Bloopley. You'll transcend space and time. Bloopley. When you use it, you get a sweet little compliment, too. Bloopley. Experience the incredible power of booby traps or celebrate death with our colorful coffee mix. Bloopley. I'm on the toilet and I like it here. I can't afford a yacht. I just want a Bloopley. Bloopley. It's like a guitar, but it's a tenor saxophone. Is your ex-husband / wife / girlfriend stalking you? Use a Bloopley. Bloopley. It's like a fishing rod for your mind. Bloopley. It'll make your face very smooth. Bloopley. At least we're not reverse vampires. Bloopley. I'm probably not a real puppy. The internet was made for cats and other lies. Bloopley. Neener, neener. Bloopley. The location of this phone is definitely not your house. Get a Bloopley or get used to sleeping alone or else.
It's like a guitar in that it's a tenor saxophone.
I like Neener Neener.
Yeah, Neener Neener is my favorite.
Oh.
There were so many good ones that just didn't fit with the ad, so tie it up.
Everyone, thank you for listening.